I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Flooding has left its mark on Burkina Faso, a country in the west central part of the African continent. According to Compassion International's Kathy Redman,
there's 150,000 people who are homeless and are taking shelter in public schools and churches. Many homes have collapsed and buildings, roads, and bridges have been damaged.
56 of their child development centers are affected, or about 10,000 kids and their families. Compassion International works through the local church. That partnership is making the church more relevant and people will hear the gospel. Next, according to UNICEF, India has more malnourished children under the age of 5 than any other country in the world. India Partners shares hope, love, and life's essentials with these kids and their communities. India Partners' Donna Glass says they're forming a short-term team for their trip in November. October 1st is the deadline to register. Why go?
It's a sea of poverty with islands of wealth, but there's still all the rural area that is so deprived of people coming in who care, and it's a big thing to them that somebody would travel halfway around the world because of the love of Christ.
And today is number 17 of the Muslim holiday Ramadan. Along with WorldChristian.com, Mission Network News is asking you to join us in praying for the Muslim world. Today you can pray for all Muslim women named Fatima. Muslims honor Fatima as Muhammad's favorite daughter and one of the four perfect women. Her name is also associated with an occult object used to ward off evil spirits. Pray for Muslims named Fatima to find new life in Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.